I wish you all a happy knot year 2022, and a bloody knot year it will be. Happy? I'm not so sure. Except these pharaohs are happy and smiling. For us, it'll be just another knot year. A French viewer's feedback on my winter solstice ritual video said that Macron in France, and here depicted in an Iranian newspaper, is being considered as the most evil French president ever, and that he was brought out of hell into this world in a winter solstice ritual on December 21st, 1977, when he was born into this world and born into our realm. It says, Macron, he was born 21 December 1977. This feedback of yours turned on a whole avalanche of connections and visions appearing in my head, just as I had with the other feedback of yours. So I started to dig into it a little further. On winter solstice, December 21 in England, the gender bender agenda of the Adam and Steve marriage got legalized. So it says, Adam and Steve action figures from the hit Bible story, The Original Sin, sold separately. The very same day, Elton John gets married with film director David Furnish, like in a huge nationwide winter solstice ritual. For the obvious reasons, I didn't really want to show a picture of that. Instead of that, the down part of the Adam and Steve action figures, where it says death toys. It says Death Toys, the company. Funny, huh? Here you can read about the winter solstice Adam and Steve ritual of December 21st, 2005 in England. I would read it out loud for you, but I don't really want to pronounce all these words in here. Also, on December 21, 1937, in Hollywood, California, the world premiere of Walt Disney's film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs took place. Now I'll read it out for you. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs film premiere anniversary on December the 21st, 1937, America's first full-length animated feature film. Oh, you see, it was the very first animated film. The very first cartoon, and also the first Technicolor feature, premiered on this date at the Carthay Circle Theater, Hollywood, California. And here it says, Walt Disney received a special Oscar for Snow White, along with seven miniature Oscars. And they all knew what they're doing, what they were doing. They all knew it, except you, nor your children. As we know, Walt Disney was a 33-degree Freemason, initiated into the Swiss Templar cult. So Snow White is a reference to the snowy Swiss Alps and main base of the Templar Freemason global rule. So here you see Switzerland with three Swiss soldiers with Swiss helmets during World War II. And white, as in Snow White, also is a reference to the New World Order horizontal rule of the Perhet White House. So here it says, this is the white crown of Upper Egypt. It says Upper Egypt, yeah, which is in the south. And the Hejet, it's called the white one. That's why there is the White House in Washington, because of the Perhet, the meaning the White House, which is a pharaonic bloodline, the House of Upper Egypt. Here's the white. And the seven dwarfs is a reference to the seven heads of state from Switzerland, the seven heads of the beast, whom you can see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We all know this one, Mr. Perhet. It says Swiss government in YouTube. And we all know this guy, eh? Look, there he is, Alain Perhet. And unfortunately, you can't leave any comments here. Well, they took care of that, eh? The sound of silence. And every Swiss perfectly well knows the connection between that Walt Disney Freemason film and its reference to their country. But of course, they keep it hidden under the laws of silence. All Swissies know this, but they keep it hidden. In order to prove that to you, I found two political pictures with slogans referring to the seven dwarfs as their seven heads of the Swiss beast, and Snow White referring to Switzerland. So here you can see this Bundesbeschluss. Bund, it means an alliance, which is the Templar alliance. And the building here, they call it the Bundeshaus, the House of the Alliance, and from 1291. And here it says the seven sieben Zwerge, that means the seven dwarfs. You know, it's a political thing here. And every Swiss knows this. Every Swiss knows this. They all do. I assure you, they all know it. Every single one of the Swissies knows this occult relationship, but their lips are sealed like a secret Swiss Templar bank account. If you ask them, you know, about the Sieben Zwerge in Bern, oh yeah, yeah, well, they know, you know, about the seven dwarfs. They all know it. Yeah, it says Sieben Zwerge. There's also some political stuff here. And here they even talk about the Schneewittchenbewegung, the Snow White movement. You know, can you believe it? They all know it, people. It's a creepy occult country. The title and the whole film is very occultly charged and born into our realm on winter solstice, December 21. Which for them is a ritual. Here you can see all the astrology signs, and this here seems to be an octagon. It's all related to Switzerland. So this is also from the film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I should watch it again. Last time I was a kid. And here it says, astrology, black arts, alchemy. This is Ma'at. What is Ma'at doing here in alchemy? Witchcraft, black magic, death, disguises. Oh, that's what they do. Huh? Sorcery, poisons. Here there are four teeth, concept of four. And this, the round in the eye is the concept of three for the compass. There's the serpent. The spider's web is part of a of an octagon, of course. Octagon. I'm sure I'd find a lot of other things if I'd watch it again. And here's Fleur de Lis, of course. Frank Zappa was born into our realm on December 21, 1940. Here you can read it. Frank Zappa, December 21, 1940, and he died in 1993. His father was a chemical warfare specialist of the CIA, MK Ultra brainwashing program. Maybe that's why the name Zappa, as to zap some TV program. And Frank's manager, Herb Cohen, an ex-marine in the Congo, killing the African Prime Minister Patrice Lumumba for the CIA. All the 60s hippie musicians were in Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles, which was a setup by the military industrial complex to create consumers for the CIA's drugs trade out of Southeast Asia. It was like a huge winter solstice ritual. All the fathers of these famous musicians were in the army's head shed, like generals, admirals, CIA, you name it. When I escaped death in Switzerland on December 21, 2015, the Bolskine house of Satanist Aleister Crowley burned down on December 21st and same day, and still in the realm of winter solstice. Here in this short video you can see it burn. Also, the biggest mass murderer of the 20th century, Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin, got born into our realm on winter solstice, December 21, 1879, as in a huge satanic ritual from birth to death and all the evil deeds in between of this very, very evil man. You can read it. Stalin Joseph, birth anniversary, December 21st, 1879. The Soviet dictator, whose family name was Djugashvili, was born at Gori, Georgia. Just think of the Georgia Guidestones, which talks about the same thing as Stalin did. Connection? Yeah. One of the most powerful, yeah, and feared men of the 20th century. Stalin died of a stroke at the Kremlin at Moscow, USSR, March 5, 1953. Here you can see Georgia, the country, and here is their flag with four Templar crosses, and here in the middle it's the cross of Saint George, and here is the coat of arms of Georgia, the Templar cross, two lions, and here's Saint George killing the dragon. The dragon, that's us, whom they want to kill. So, Stalin, by his original name of Joseph Vissarionovich with Sar and Ri in his name. So Joseph Vissarionovich Djugashvili was born in the Caucasian country of Georgia, because apparently Saint George, although dead since 1,000 years, reappeared during the Crusades as a ghost to help the Crusaders and the Knights Templars. Therefore, Saint George becoming one of the patron saints of the Knights Templars, whose depiction I found on many Templars' chapels and Templars' commanderies, like this one here in the east of France, which I filmed in this video here. Now you can read it, Saint George, and on top of it, you can, if you watch the video, and so on the same channel here, say this is the title, Satanic Templars Turning Their Backs to Christ on Reverse Chairs in Ancient Knights Templar Chapel. Here you can see again the flag of the country of Georgia as the two last pictures of those Templars in Georgia with their flag, with their flags on their breasts. In here, the Knights Templar. It's a Knights Templar website here. I can't read the slogan here. So the ghost of Saint George of the Templars appeared at the siege of Antioch in 1098. That was 3 years after the beginning of the Crusades in 1095. It appeared at the siege of Jerusalem in 1099, where there was the massacre of Jerusalem on July 14th. And that's why the French, their national holiday, is being celebrated on a July 14th as a reference to the massacre of Jerusalem by the Knights Templars and the Crusaders. Also, it was also seen the ghost of Saint George by King Richard the Lionhearted, who saw the ghost of the saint in Acres, Saint Jean d'Acre. And Acres was where the Crusades ended on May 18th, 1291. 2.5 months later, they were in Switzerland. Also, Godfrey of Bouillon saw him during the First Crusade from 1095 to 1099. That was the First Crusade, eh? And initiated the story of Saint George the Dragon Slayer. So it was Godfrey of Bouillon who started with the whole Saint George Dragon Slayer story and related to the Knights Templars and giving birth to the country of Georgia, to the state of Georgia, to the Georgia Guidestones, because the Nazi Templars, they are the killers of history, and Switzerland is their base. So he was the one, Godfrey of Bouillon, who initiated the story of Saint George the Dragon Slayer, in which we, the people, are supposed to be the dragon that needs to be annihilated and drastically diminished, as in the Saint George Guidestones, for which you might just as well read the Nazi Templar Guidestones, because Georgia and Saint George stand for Knights Templars. So here you see again the cross of Saint George, and There he is, Saint George, slaying the dragon. Here, this is the dragon, that's us. You know, they're killing us. And here's some other pigs here. There he is again. And knights, you know, with the sun, Amun-Ra, the sun worshippers. There he is again. Here's some more. Here's the again the cross of Saint George. Here in England. There again, there it is. The country of Georgia. This is Barcelona. It's everywhere. Saint George for the Knights Templars. So if I go down here, it's easier when I do it this way because there's so many. Flag of the Abkhazians, there are people here. They also, there's one of the, I don't know, 80 peoples that live in Turkey. I met some of them, really nice people. But I don't see the, oh, here it is, the flag of Abkhazia. Everywhere there's a Templar's crosses in it, and there are the cross of Saint George. So the Abkhazians, except in Turkey, they became Muslims. They're not Christians anymore. Okay. Dunkirk Jack, I don't know what that is. The flag of Guernsey, the flag of Herm, no idea. Alberta, I think it's in Canada, isn't it? Here, Manitoba, Ontario, Canada. The flag of London, a Templar sword with the cross of Saint George. Anglican Church of Canada. There it is. This is probably because of Adam and Steve. They have the leaflets in front of their genitals. Well, most of the time they haven't, you know. Showing themselves to our children without anything. So Hudson Bay Company, here's the flag. New South Wales, Australians, here's the cross of Saint George, Templars. New England. Maryland, Prince George's County. Would be interesting to have a look at this here. I don't know what it says. Oh, look at that. Prince George's County. Oh. And here, Jamaica, India, Royal Navy. Flag of Sark, wherever that is, with this, you know, Sark, the king, pharaoh, like Sarkozy, the president of France. Where is that? The seigneur of Sark. Where the? No idea what that is. Portugal. Yeah, Sardinia. Yeah, Sardinia. I told you that there were the shards. That's the word Sardinia. It means the pharaoh king. And the shards, they were the king's, the pharaoh's god, called the shards. The Shardines, sorry. That's why there's the shard in London. The big obelisk there, almost looking like an obelisk. Ghana, Solomon Islands, well, King Solomon, you know, there you got it. Barbados, Bahamas, Saint George is the patron saint of the nation of Georgia. They call it Jerusalem crosses, the Templar crosses. It's everywhere. Oh, look, this is the Saint George cross they use in Sweden and Finland. It's a Templar cross. So when they call St. George cross and it looks like a Templar's cross, you know, it's one and the same thing. The state of Georgia is one of the same thing. Templars. the nation of Georgia, the country of Georgia, Knights Templars. You just saw the guys with their swords, you know? And if you follow the U.S. coastline going north from the state of Georgia, you'll find the octagonal Newport Tower on Rhode Island by most likely the Knights Templars. And the tower dates a pre-Columbus era. So this tower already stood there when America got so-called discovered by Columbus. And here again, the Newport Tower in the north of the United States on the Atlantic coast. So here, Georgia, U.S. state. And here it says Georgia is named after King George II of Great Britain. Oh, there he is. So then you can ask yourself, where did King George II got his name from? Well, he got that from St. George, of course. You can see that in his flag, can't you know? Yeah, look. So here's the state of Georgia. I heard it's quite nice with mountains. Not as flat as most of America. So if you just sail north here, I think, I don't know where, Rhode Island, you got the Newport Tower. And on the other side of the dip, you got where the Templars were, you know. So Georgia and here the Newport Tower, they are not at the Pacific coast. No, well, you got Japan on the other side and whatnot. No, you got it here on this coastal line, where you got Europe and the Knights Templars on the other side. Got it? Here to the right it says G-A-G-A. That means the state of Georgia in America. Yeah, G-A-G-A-G-A. And here it says everywhere, Knights Templars, Knights Templars. So here you can see no less than 8 octagon Templar commanderies in Georgia, USA. I have no doubt that these are the ones behind the Georgia Guidestones, the Saint George Guidestones by the Knights Templars, the Nazi Templars. And one of these commanderies in US Georgia, Saint George in America, is probably right next to the Georgia Guidestones. So they can easily go there nearby and perform some rituals on December 21st, winter solstice. Therefore, the Georgia or St. George Guidestones and its massive population control of killing 7 billion people is very much related to Stalin's population control and killing millions of Eastern Europeans. And as Stalin was born in the country of Georgia, therefore they put the Guidestones in the US state of Georgia. And also because both the US state and the Caucasian country were named after Saint George of the Knights Templars. So here you see the logo of one of the Grand Commanderies of the Knights Templars in Georgia, USA. It says Acrucia Salus. I guess it means salute the cross. Crucia, it means the cross. I'll read with you here in the image. The police are trained to kill us. And all uniformed organizations come out of the Knights Templars, who still give all the orders for population control mass murder and other through Octagon, the head of the Nazi Templars, who are based in Switzerland, the land of Saar. This is also why the Order of the Garter, the union of Old World Order and New World Order, comes out of the Knights Templars and have the Red Cross of Saint George, the patron saint of the Knights Templars, in their logo, badge or crest. These are the ones who kill us and plan to kill us, like killing some dragon, which is us. Here you can see their garter, which they strap over their upper leg, Oniswaki Malimpals. Here's the, in the middle of it, the whole thing is in an octagon. In the middle of it is the cross of Saint George. And look, there is Saint George, and here, and here, and here, and here, killing us. We are the dragon for them. Saint George lived in the 3rd century Middle East, where the whole set of rulers originally come from, and who rule over the entire world today, through their base Switzerland in the Alps, also called Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. They are a foreign enemy who have become a domestic enemy.